Yesterday, as I was thinking about the readings, I got to thinking about weddings and family weddings. You know, I've been through a fair number of those in my family with four sisters, a brother, a lot of nieces and nephews. And you know, one of the things you don't want to happen at a wedding is to be embarrassed by something. You know, like running out of wine, running out of food. Probably the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to me at a family wedding, and I didn't think about this yesterday, but my brother's here today. But I wasn't thinking about that when I was wanting to talk about this. It was my brother's wedding, and it was the rehearsal dinner. Well, my future sister-in-law's mother had made wine, homemade wine. And it was put in some kind of a Carol syrup bottle, you know, nice big neck. Wine would come out really fast. Well, I was one asked to pour the wine. And when I got to my dad, I poured the wine right all over him and his blue suit. Fortunately, Dad had another suit with him for that wedding. But it was embarrassing. You know, if you go to the point of the story today, you can look at it at many levels. One of the levels is about that. It's about embarrassment. Mary saw that this couple was going to be embarrassed. And so she goes to Jesus to ask him to do something. And with a little persuasion from her, he does. He changes water into wine. John says it was his first sign, his first miracle. And then it adds, well, the disciples began to believe in him. Wouldn't we all? We saw water changed into wine. But that's one level of the story. But there's a whole nother level to that reading. And it's the level that I think the church is really wanting to draw us to because of the first reading that it gives us. Let me go back and just pull out some of the words from that reading. No more shall people be called forsaken or your land desolate, but instead, my delight, a spouse. The Lord delights in you and makes your land his spouse. As a young man marries a virgin, your builder shall marry you. As a bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so shall your God rejoice in you. Notice all that nuptial imagery. And that's not the only place we find that in the Bible. You can go to the prophet Hosea. You can go to the prophet Ezekiel. And once again, that imagery is there. God marrying his people. God thinking of his people as his bride. Sometimes an unfaithful bride. Sometimes a bride that has deeply disappointed him. But still, thinking of his people as his bride. His commitment to them that would last forever. Now let's go back to the gospel reading. Notice what's happening there. Jesus comes to a wedding. He comes, in a sense, to marry his people. He comes to enter into a nuptial relationship with them. And he transforms water into wine. You know, wine is also very symbolic in the scriptures. One of the passages that often gets used at a funeral. It's from Isaiah 25. On this mountain, the Lord will provide for all people rich food, choice wine. Wine was somehow symbolic of the joy that God would give his people when finally God establishes his kingdom. And Jesus comes to that wedding and he makes good wine, the best wine, and he makes it in abundance. What is that story saying? That Jesus comes to bring us good wine, joy that will overflow, joy that will be abundant, joy that will never go away. When we have entered fully into his kingdom, that is what he brings us. There's a whole other thing there about Mary. You know, Jesus uses that strange word for his mother. Not a strange word, except you don't usually refer to your mother that way. Woman. But it brings us back to that first woman. The woman in the book of Genesis. The woman who kind of intercedes with Adam and gets him to sin. But now, this woman, this new Eve, goes to the new Adam. And she pleads with him, in a sense, to bring people new life, new wine, new hope, new purpose, new meaning. And of course, we know what Jesus does. He performs that miracle symbolic of all that he's going to give to us. And you know that new wine, doesn't that also evoke thoughts of something else for us Catholics? We use wine. And it's transformed for us. It's not water made into wine, it's wine made into the very blood of our Lord and Savior. So that passage is telling us that new life we share already. We share it even before we leave this earth, before we are gathered into the kingdom of God. Because at every Eucharist, he gives us his very self. He gives us that new wine, that blood poured out for us, so that we might have life forever. He gives us his very self. That's why in our church, it has always been so important that we approach Eucharist with such care. We're coming to encounter the very Lord and Creator of the universe, the one who poured out his life for us. We must encounter him with hearts purified, hearts clean, hearts ready to receive him, hearts hungering for him, wanting to be filled with this very life. Our coming to Eucharist is so important, and how we come is so very, very essential. Because only if we're open to him, only if we are humble enough to acknowledge that we need his life, can he truly fill us, can he truly transform us, and give us that deep joy for which all of us yearn. You know, this oneness that is ours through Eucharist. This oneness that comes from that new wine of sharing his very blood, his very body. That is meant to be something that also transforms us. Eucharist is meant to send us out, to live in a new way, to live as members of Christ's body, to live as if his love is within us, transforming us. Sending us out to love, to care, to serve. It's what our lives are to be about as Christians. They're not just about me, what I want and what makes me feel good. It's about being like Christ, pouring myself out, giving myself in service to those around us. That's what program that Sister Rosemary spoke about at the beginning of Mass is all about. People offering themselves in service to others, giving themselves so that we can be more and more Christ to one another. May our celebration of Eucharist today be transforming in our lives. May it send us out to be, in a sense, new wine. Bring new hope, new joy through the love and the service that we give to one another.